And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making headlines around the world. Hiya, Matt.
G'day, Fran. To Hong Kong this morning, where enormous protests have been taking place over a proposed change to extradition laws. Some estimates suggest that over 1 million people took to the streets and parks of Hong Kong in protests which began yesterday afternoon and continued into the night, at which point they turned violent. So, what is all this about? Well, 2 years ago, there was an election for the leader of Hong Kong, which they call the chief executive. The winner of the vote of the election committee was Carrie Lam, who has been prominent in Hong Kong politics for 3 decades. At the time, Carrie Lam wanted to assure the people of Hong Kong that even though she was from the pro-business, pro-Beijing coalition, she wasn't Beijing's puppet.
To say that I am just a puppet, I won this election because of pro-Beijing forces, is sort of a failure to acknowledge what I have done in Hong Kong over the last 36 years for the people of Hong Kong.
In Hong Kong's anti-Beijing or pro-democracy parties, activists have been extremely concerned over the last few years about the growing power of the Chinese government over Hong Kong, which is theoretically a special administrative region and has the ability to make its own laws. This was what led to the Umbrella Movement protests in 2014, which gained attention around the world. Since then, some Hong Kongers have only become more concerned as Chinese police began to occasionally enter Hong Kong to arrest people accused by the Chinese government of corruption and take them back to the mainland. In the midst of this, Carrie Lam proposed a change to the laws of Hong Kong, which would allow people to be extradited to various other jurisdictions more easily in what she said was an effort to plug a legal loophole.
This action that we are taking to introduce amendments to the Fugitive Offenders Ordinance and the Mutual Legal Assistance on Criminal Matters Ordinance is to plug a loophole in the existing legal framework, which we are unable to sort of process and facilitate the extradition of fugitive offenders to another legal jurisdiction unless we have an agreement in place. And we have signed only agreement with 20 jurisdictions so far because it's not easy to enter in that sort of agreement.
So she's saying that if someone commits a crime and flees to Hong Kong, it's very difficult to extradite them back to their home country because they've struggled to sign extradition treaties with many other countries and jurisdictions, and that this is simply to make that easier. She says that she has adopted a legal framework that is in effect elsewhere.
We've started to look around whether there are solutions, and there is in fact a solution which has been practiced in other jurisdictions, including, I think, the United Kingdom, and that is on a case-by-case approach, but subject to the protection of human rights and procedural safeguards. So what we are doing is just simple as that, because we don't want Hong Kong to become a haven for fugitive offenders, for public security.
This policy has caused chaos in the Hong Kong legislature, where literal fist fights have broken out to try and slow down the progress of the legislation. Those are politicians literally punching each other in the halls of the Legislative Assembly. The pro-democracy opposition says that this change of the law would make it possible for mainland China to extradite Hong Kongers for political reasons. In the lead-up to the 30th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre, the discussion over this became more heated. Carrie Lam was put under pressure to make a strong statement against Beijing for its treatment of protesters in 1989, but she didn't.
As the chief executive of Hong Kong, I safeguard and uphold the freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of gathering. So we respect whoever in Hong Kong wants to express whatever views.
That was before the anniversary. The anniversary itself saw tens of thousands or possibly hundreds of thousands of people take to the streets, both to commemorate the massacre and to protest against the extradition treaty. Organisers at that protest said that they would be back on Sunday to protest again, and they were, in huge numbers, Fran, much larger than any protests in Hong Kong since it was handed over to China in 97. The pictures coming out of the protests this morning are quite astonishing. And they weren't just in Hong Kong. There were protests in Sydney as well. Protest organisers told the crowd at 11 p.m. that they should go home, but some didn't, and that's when it got violent. Here's CNN's Christy Lestout.
There have been scenes of confrontation here at the Hong Kong Legislative Complex right behind me between elements of the protest movement as well as police. A Hong Kong police spokesperson confirmed to CNN earlier that police officers here at the Hong Kong Legislative Complex were attacked by protesters with metal barricades. They responded with batons, as well as the firing of pepper spray. Riot police have moved in force.
We'll keep you updated through the morning of how serious that violence was, Fran, because I haven't quite got a handle on how many injuries, that sort of thing, just yet.
Yeah, sure. Look pretty heavy, though. Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.
Matt Bevan.